This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Hello. So for the halacha part of tonight's shir, I thought this week and next week, and Mr. Hashem, next week we'll have shir, all being well, we will discuss some halachas related to Shavuos. So I thought tonight we will discuss the halachas of eating meat after milk, after dairy. I looked at my notes from last year, and I'm sure you will already remember that we did the reverse last year. The question was, how long you have to wait after eating meat? But tonight we're going to do the reverse. So I'll give you the scenario. The scenario is, you're sitting, Mitzvah Hashem, in a week and a bit's time, and you're having a good cheesecake kiddush, and then you want to go straight into the meat. How long do you have to wait? Do you have to wait? What do you have to do? Etc., etc. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, says, for those who are listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com, and I believe Neda will email you the handout. So the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, says, Omer of Chista, Ochal Bosa, if a person ate meat, Oselechol Gvina, it is forbidden to eat cheese straight away. Gvina, if a person ate cheese, Mutelechol Bosa, then he is allowed to eat meat. Now, why can't a person eat cheese straight after meat? What exactly is the problem? You have, you know, some meat. Why have you got to wait before eating some dairy products? So there's a famous machloikas, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says the reason why we wait after eating meat is, if you take a look, mishum debaso moitzi shumun, because meat leaves some sort of fatty residue, v'hu nidbak bepeh, and it sort of lingers in the mouth, u'marich b'talmoy. So therefore, it leaves a fatty residue in the throat and the palate, and it will take X amount of hours for that to go away. The Rambam gives a different reason. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tes Haloch Chofches, Misha achol basa betchila ben basa behebe ben basa oif, lo yeichol achrov cholov, ad shiye b'neim kedei shir suda acheres, which is not the topic for now. You've got to wait the amount of time for the next meal, whatever that is, v'hu k'moy shei shos, mipnei habosa shel ben hashinayim, because there might be bits of meat stuck between the teeth, she'en asar b'kinuach, which isn't easily removed by wiping your mouth, which means eating some bread or biscuits or something like that. So the Rambam's reason is because there are particles of meat which sort of remain lodged between the teeth, and then after 6 hours, 3 hours, whatever we hold, then these have been sufficiently decomposed by the saliva. Now, so those are the two reasons to wait after meat. Number one, because of the fatty residue, the taste in the throat and the palate, and the reason of the Rambam is because of the meat particles. Now, applying that to cheese or to milk, neither of those reasons apply. So if you were to have a bowl of cereal, a glass of milk, a cup of milky tea, or cheese, whatever it may be, then neither of those reasons apply. We will talk about hard cheese a bit later, but which does, maybe the reasons would apply, but regular cheese and regular milk, the reasons do not apply. So therefore, what does one have to do after having dairy? So it depends what you have. If you just have milk, as I've got on the sheet, all you need to do, if you have a glass of milk, a milk tea or something like that, then you just need to rinse your mouth out to wash away any milk residue. You don't even need to do kinuach, to have a biscuit or anything like that. And washing hands and things like that is not necessary. Some do have the custom to wait either half an hour, some wait an hour. That is based on a Zohar. The Zohar says that it sort of prohibits eating milk and meat in the same hour. And the minhag, although the lashon of the Zohar is an hour, the minhag seems to assume that half an hour is sufficient. So therefore, some people do have that minhag. So therefore, you have some plain glass of milk or cereal. All you need to do is rinse your mouth out, make sure there's no milky residue, and then you can go straight into meat. Now, what about cheese? What about if you have, or whatever it may be, some cheese dairy product? What would you need to do? So you need to do the same as the above, i.e. to rinse the mouth out. There's still, some people will still have the minhag to wait half an hour or an hour, whatever it may be. But in addition to that, after eating cheese, you need to do kinuach. Kinuach is basically sort of wiping the mouth by eating solid food. The Shulchan Aruch says some foods don't work. some things which sort of cleave to the mouth too much. But you basically, the normal thing is challah or crackers or things like that. That would be fine. And therefore, after having your cheesecake, then to have some crackers or just a plain cracker or biscuit, that would be fine. Then you need to wash hands to remove any cheese on your hands, because you may have nibbled that piece of cheesecake, you know, with your fingers. The Prima Gaudium says that even if you ate cheese with a fork, and therefore you were careful that it didn't touch your hands, then you should preferably wash your hands, although you're not obligated to do so if you ate properly with a fork. And third of all, you need to change your tablecloth. That's important. You need to change your tablecloth. So you had a milchik kiddush and then you want to go straight into lunch, then you would need to change the tablecloth. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, in Simen Pei Test Sif Beis, Ochal Gavina, Mutalechol Achar of Bosomiyat. If you ate cheese, you're allowed to eat meat straight away. Ubilvad, this is the Lashon of the Mechaber, Ubilvad Sheyayin Yodov, you should inspect your hands, Shelo Yehei Shum Dovar Mehagvina Nidbak Behem, that none of the cheese has sort of attached to your hands. Vimhoya Belaila, if it was nighttime, Sheini Yochel Ayin Osom Hetev, and you can't see your hands very well, it's dark, Tzorech L'Rochsom, then you should wash them. You need to do kinuach and hadocha. Kinuach again is wiping, so you have a bit of crackers or bread. Ladicha means to rinse it. You have a glass of water, orange juice, coke, whatever it is. It's wiping the mouth, like I described. And then you can just wash out your mouth, rinse your mouth without having a glass of water, wine, whatever it is. So again, so after drinking milk, all you need to do is rinse your mouth out, no problem. Some people are noyig to wait half an hour. After eating cheese, you need to do kinuach and hadocha to rinse and to wipe your mouth. You need to change the tablecloth and just to wash hands to remove any cheese on the hands. If you take a look at the top of the next page, this is Yeredeh Simen Peites Siv Dalet. Mishachol Gvina Vereitzel Echol Boso Tzorech Levar Mela Shulchan Shirei Pas. You've got to remove the bread that was on the table. So if you had a milchik breakfast, or let's say a lunch even, a first course, and you had some bread from there, and then you wanted to change, then you have to remove the remnants of bread, the cut bread. If it's a whole challah or like that, you don't have to worry about that. But only cut slices of bread that were out and used as part of the milchik meal, you'd have to remove that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat cheese on the same tablecloth where you had meat. And the next line in the Shulchan Aruch, V'nagin b'chol mokum, this is in Hilchas Pesach, this one, Tov Tzali Dalad, V'nagin b'chol mokum le'chol ma'cholei cholov b'yom rishon shel Shavuos, this is the last simon in Hilchas Pesach, the minhag is to eat cheese and milky dairy products, kein oichlin ma'chol cholov achach ma'chol boso, and says the Mishnah Brura on that, on Tov Tzali Dalad, Siv Katan Tezayin, Yizoy likach mapa acheres, make sure you change your tablecloth, k'sheretz le'chol boso. Which we'll talk about in a second. Okay, so therefore, very straightforward. You have your cheesecake for Kiddush, no problem. Kinuach, hadocha, and washing your hands, and then change the tablecloth. That's it. Now, what is the story with this hard cheese? Are you familiar with it? So it's interesting. Here in Chutz La'aretz, it's not so well known. But if we go back to those two reasons we mentioned earlier, leaving a fatty residue and leaving sort of bits of strands of the meat in between the teeth, so those reasons the poskim say would apply to hard cheese. What is the million-dollar question? What is considered hard cheese? So let's take a look. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov in Simen Pei Tes Sif Beis, Kol Shagvina Kosher, any cheese which is hard, Ein Oichlin Acharel. You mustn't eat afterwards. I feel a boso oif, even if it's chicken. Kamoi begvina achaboso is in the same way that we wait after meat. You've got to wait after hard cheese. That's the Ramah. Now, uminastam says the Shach. Uminastam im hi yeshona vov chadosh im chashiva kosher. If the cheese has aged 6 months, that's called hard cheese. Now, the poskim say that most commercial cheeses nowadays do not possess this characteristic. There seems to be a bit of a split between poskim in Eretz Yisrael and poskim in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, most poskim say that, you know, the regular hard cheese does require a 6-hour wait. And others disagree. I've got in the footnote at the bottom that Rav Feufer, who wrote a classic sefer on Basar V'Cholov, he he quotes an incident with Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that he was makel in this respect, and he said that one time a bacha ate with him, and he said that the cheeses nowadays, the commercial cheeses nowadays, do not require a 6-hour wait. And he said his sort of criteria was that if the only way you can cut it is by using a sort of a metal grater, then that, you know, that would require it. But any other cheese that you can just cut regularly with a knife, that is not considered hard cheese. So again, you'd have to ask your own Rav. But it seems to me that the poskim in America and in Eretz and Chuzlar do differ on this in this regard. But either way, if it is considered hard cheese, it's aged for a long time, then you would have to wait for 6 hours. Or if we wait in London, the minhag seems to be 3 hours, so then to wait that, or the Dutch minhag is 1 hour, whatever you would normally wait, that would suffice. Just an important point, if it is considered hard cheese, and it's melted into the food, so for example, lasagna or something like that, then you don't need to wait. That's if it's melted into the food. Some poskim are stricter and say if it's melted on top of the food, then you still have to wait. For example, cheese on toast or something like that. But either way, it's got to be considered hard cheese before you even get to that concern. Okay, so that's the story with the waiting after dairy. It depends what you do. If it's milk, then you just have to rinse your mouth out. Some are knowing to wait half an hour. If it's cheese, or most forms of cheese, then you have to do kinuach and hadocha, and also rinse, look at your hands, wash your hands and change your tablecloth. And if it's hard cheese, then you would need the same duration of wait that you would normally do after meat. Say that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.